This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It has been a great day. We really appreciate it and want to thank everybody. We, of course, broadcast from the Score's Hyundai Studios, and we appreciate that it's brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and want to thank Matt and Naya for getting us on Twitch and running this morning, and thanks for all the calls and texts and emails.
Also, thank you for listening on this Thursday.
Thanks to Dustin William Rhodes, our executive producer.
Well, I want to let the Podcast P family know that after today's episode with Dwight, I plan to take a break from the pod just to focus on getting my body right, getting mentally right, and, you know, help this squad make a push towards our goal to finish the season out, give ourselves a chance to be in contentions to compete for a championship.
Break from the pod.
Wow. That's major sacrifice.
I can't believe you give that up.
I can't believe you'd give
Thank
that
you,
up.
Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for that.
When I had to read this about five times to make sure I completely understood. So he's not going to handle chores of anchoring a podcast so he can put his full energy into assisting the 76ers. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Paul George is making how much, Bill? They just gave him a huge contract in the offseason, yep. Leaving the Clippers, and he's talking about, well, I gotta put my podcast aside because, you know, we're at crunch time now. I don't get it.
They were in crunch time against the Bulls. Remember that game?
Yeah, I love Swirsk.
Always great. Hey, Marshall Harris is here.
Yeah, they got crunched against the Bulls. That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly right. And now he's going to concentrate on basketball. And Dan Bernstein looks very happy this morning. Why are you so giddy?
You're kind of a wackadoodle. I don't know where you're going.
Wackadoodle.
Wackadoodle. That's it. Stefan Noh just posted that actually Paul George is better, a more effective player when he's podcasting. He did the research. He actually timed up when podcast dropped and the performances in and around the podcasting.
That's quite a metric.
He's actually better. This is all performative.
He's got a lot of thoughts that he needs to kind of rid himself
of. It just shows how silly this is. It's all performative. It's just doing it for optics.
Yeah.
Because one broadcaster was making fun of him for being bad. He's just old and not that good anymore. It's not because he's podcasting.
Well, after he podcasts, he's shooting 42.9% from three compared to just 31.9% from three when he doesn't podcast.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You know, it's interesting. Maybe that's part of the process. In order to really ensure that they lose, stop your podcast. We can get even worse.
Well, that's why it's all inverted anyway.
I know this. His podcast did not get this much publicity yesterday. Now people are more tempted
right,
to listen.
And they're trying to lose, which is what
that's
makes it
what
even
I'm saying.
Right. It makes it even stranger.
Are we sure they're trying to lose? Are you positive?
Oh, yeah. You can tell by what they're doing with Embiid.
No, I think Embiid's knee is messed up.
Right, but they're
like, him out there
when they're saying that they, you know, the whole shutdown thing. Yeah, no, he's in real trouble. That, and that organization is they've screwed the pooch, is what's happened. They really have.
What's it like when you follow a team that does that?
It's bad. As a guy who hosted the pre and post game shows for a team that went 10-72, it's very bad. It's
you want them to do it right.
That's a tank. That is Sam Hinkie drove a tank to work every day and drove home in a tank. Meanwhile, there are no tanks to be found around the United Center. It's a no tank zone.
He's missed as many games as he has played in his career.
Yes. Yeah, but I said it when he first came to the league. I was like, listen, that man never has to play a back-to-back in his entire career. There are no back-to-backs in the playoffs. Let him play 60 games a year. It's all good. 55, 60 games a year. As long as he's healthy in the playoffs, which he really has not been since that Toronto Raptors Kawhi Leonard bucket. And who knows what that team with Jimmy Butler, that was as talented a team as he played on. Yeah. And the fact that they lost that Game 7 in Toronto, ever since then, it's been all downhill since they decided to pay Ben Simmons instead of Jimmy Butler. That was the downfall.
Like I said yesterday, I'd rather be the Bulls.
Yes.
I'd rather be closer to the bottom.
I'd rather have probably someone else making the executive decisions for the Bulls at this point based on what we are seeing play out here in the waning moments of the 24-25 season. But I'd rather have the Bulls roster and their sheets and how they line up cap-wise than anything else. Bulls, as far as the Bulls and Sixers.
Lost last night. They lost in a close game. You saw a lot of players play, but everyone else lost. So they remain in 10th place.
I think
KC told us this morning they're going to be in the play-in.
Of course they're going to be in the play-in.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I know there's a tough stretch coming up in March where maybe they could string a bunch of losses together. But these other teams are just better at it than they are.
They're better at losing.
They're better at it. And this is what you got to do. I know people hate it, but that's what you got to do. The Bulls just won't commit to it. I mean, I don't know. It's really frustrating, especially looking at the top of this draft and what it could mean.
Do you see this? How about the contest we are partaking in? Be listening to our show all next week. We'll be giving you a chance to win a trip to Florida.
What?
For the ultimate college basketball viewing experience, March 20th to 23rd, Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood in Florida is your destination for tip-off weekend. All you need to know is be listening to for the keyword and then enter at 670score.com for your chance to win.
Wow. Who wouldn't want to go to Florida?
Who would want to go to Florida?
This time of year, it's a nice place to catch some spring training games, too.
Oh, man, I forgot about the spring training.
Yeah, yeah.
I love spring training.
Grapefruit League.
Cubs are unbeaten. The Sox are still winless. That's a spring training update for today.
For some reason, I thought the Sox won a couple of days ago, but I was wrong.
They lost 14-3.
It was a dream.
It was a dream,
Marshall.
They are negative 26 run differential. Not that I'm following. But that is the worst. No one else is.
It doesn't matter.
20.
For better or for worse, none of these outcomes matter.
I know, but I still think it's fun.
Where are they better?
Probably worse than they were a year ago.
Where are they better going into this year's than they were last year during that historically rotten
season?
Well,
they had four errors yesterday, so the defense is bad.
I would guess they're better in center field because I expect the play there to be better. But other than that,
same guy, better result.
I can't tell you a place. Yeah. They lost their two best pitchers from last year's opening day.
If they have a replacement level manager statistically and they can play to their run differential, they'll be 10 wins better. Last year, they underplayed their Pythagorean record and their third order record. They were bad, stupid, and unlucky. So if they can avoid the unlucky and cut down on the stupid, they should be better.
Also, that minus 26.
That's a T-shirt, isn't it?
That's 9 runs clear of everybody else, the minus 26.
They're
the only winless team in the spring. I know wins and losses don't matter.
What did I take yesterday? What did you talk me into yesterday? I need 46 wins.
Yes.
That's my number.
Everybody in transition made a bet. It was Lawrence and myself saying they would not get to 46, and then Layla and Dan and Spiegs all said they would get to 46.
Yeah, I planted my flag on 46 because I don't think the perfect storm of bad, unlucky, and stupid can hit quite the same way
they're
2 years in a row.
A lot of youth and utility guys and just guys.
Yeah,
who
yeah
are,
there's
no experience in the pitching staff, and then when you go to the bullpen. Is it Mike Clevinger? You can name Mike Clevinger the closer because you'll never be in a situation where you need
46 and 116?
Wow.
Yeah.
I think they can get there.
That's pain.
I think they can get to 46.
Hmm. No, they can. I doubt that they will based on that's when awesome. When all of us look at the roster, you're like, huh. Okay.
Yeah,
there's
no real secrets with this White Sox team here. There's no green shoots yet. They're still in the minors.
You don't like the hitting.
And the pitchers haven't been hurt yet.
You don't like the defense. Do you like anything?
The manager. I like the manager. I like the idea of the manager.
That's a good answer.
Perspective owner.
If the manager is replacement level, you're better than last year.
The prospective new owner. That is the answer of the day.
I heard him.
What do you got?
We've got plenty of Bears talk today. Ben Johnson is he's out there, man. He's really out there, and Marshall's sick of it.
I've heard enough.
He's tired. He doesn't want to see this Bears coach out there writing checks his team can't cash. Jim DeShays will talk Cubs at 11. High noon, at least from my perspective, is going to be some thoughts about the death of maybe the greatest actor of my lifetime.
Wow.
We're going to go shopping for safeties and evaluating them on the free agent market. Pat Forty of Sports Illustrated is going to join us at 12:25 to talk about that bombshell report that he and Michael Rosenberg published yesterday, where there's still further reverberations today of entire college basketball teams essentially sidelining half their roster or half of their starting lineup. Yeah. And in Fresno, this is really serious. The NFL rules are changing finally. That's good. Yeah. Chris Emma checks in from the Combine at 1.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.